So you hail from Slidell, right? Which is just outside of New Orleans.
Right. It's a suburb of New Orleans.
And New Orleans, of course, is an amazing place to take in art, culture, food, an incredible city. What attracted you to leave all that behind and come to Jacksonville?
I was blown away by the amazing array of arts organizations here, large, small, everything in between. This is such a culturally rich city.
Yeah, there is a lot happening here. And of course, the mission of the Cultural Council is to champion the arts, advocate for the arts, and push the economic engine aspect of the arts. How big a priority will that be for you as you take the reins of the Cultural Council?
It's a huge priority, and I think what happens is people underestimate the economic impact of the arts. For every dollar invested in the arts in the state of Florida, $5 is returned to local, state, and government coffers. And so it's frustrating when I see people talking about why are we spending money on the arts when there are potholes to fill. If you get a 5-time return on that investment, you can fill 5 times as many potholes. And when people start to look at the impact, for every dollar spent, 22 is returned to the local economy. So I read an article about the art walk, a specific example, and one of the
right.
old town merchants, the downtown merchants, stated that he makes his rent based on art walk night alone. That's a profound statement, and it's a testimony to the impact of the arts.
And you're overseeing several initiatives, such as the Art in Public Places program. For those that aren't familiar with that, what's it all about?
That's about the big sculptures you see around town and in various different degrees. And it's part of the charm of the city. And people travel for art. And so you're bringing in tourist dollars as well. We currently have, in conjunction with the city, over 60 pieces of public art throughout the city that are funded through the Art in Public Places program. And then the city of Jacksonville has been selected for the upcoming Art in Public Places conference from Florida. So we'll be bringing in other professionals from other areas, showcasing our city and discussing how to grow public art and things like that within the city.
That's pretty impressive that we got picked over a bigger Florida city. How did that come about?
That is actually something that we have an Art in Public Places director, Christy Holacek, who's extremely impactful at what she does. She does a great job and networking and showcasing what we do. And she does an amazing job showcasing all that we have to offer. So it was, I think it was a really easy sell for her.
And that conference coming up next May.
Yes.
Yeah. At the same time, you're going to have your Cultural Council Arts Awards that on May 1st, showcasing local champions of the arts. And you do that every year. Another exciting new thing that's happening in town is the Cultural Council's Spark District. Let's
yes.
talk about the Spark District.
The Spark District was passed by ordinance from City Council, and what it is bringing arts or revitalizing the downtown area with the arts as the economic engine. And study after study has shown when you bring arts to an area, crime rates drop, property values increase, economic activity increases. And so when you feed the heart of a city, we're focusing on the Spark District, which is the heart of downtown.
It's right downtown, that kind of a square that kind of borders the downtown area.
Right. And it's really a soft border because although a lot of the activity is focused within that area, it's got a feeder effect. And so it's trickling out to other areas within the city once we focus on that and awareness of the arts and showcasing how the arts make a difference.
And of course, you recently awarded some Spark grants to local artists and creators so that they can showcase their work in this Spark District.
Correct. We have 4 grant recipients, and they're doing amazing things. We've got one grant recipient who's bringing in a sculpture garden, sculptures from around the United States that will be on display temporarily within the downtown Spark District area. And we're hoping that we can do more of that in the future and maybe fund to become some of those can become permanent parts of the city's collection. We've got one grant recipient who's doing a program called Swamp Radio. And the first episode that he did last month, earlier this month, sold out within minutes of the tickets going on sale. And the next one's coming up in January.
Yeah, that's Ian Mayers.
Ian,
yeah.
Yes. And we've got one artist who's going to be doing performance art in storefront windows. And what happens is when you've got abandoned buildings and they're sitting there and people are walking by, it creates the feeling of emptiness and you know, the downside of the Old Town area, downtown area. So she's going to be doing some performance arts presentations and bringing excitement to those spaces. And a lot of times what happens is people who can walk by that building every day and not notice it's even there, it brings attention to that space and these turn around and they get rented out. And then we've got a singer-songwriter who's doing resident singer-songwriter residences in the area and bringing in singer-songwriters from other areas. They will live here for a little while, they will create music, and then they will go on to do other things. And so it's a very diverse collection.
Lots happening. There's certainly momentum when it comes to the arts here on the First Coast. As you forecast down the road, how do you see the Cultural Council impacting this community 5-10 years from now?
Right now, we're serving a lot of the arts organizations through the grants that we re-grant, basically through funding available through the city and other private sources. There is no reason this city cannot become a nationally known cultural destination. Everything is already here. It's just a matter of showcasing it and presenting it to the world. We are also going to look into expanding the services we offer within the community, bringing in organizations that aren't necessarily arts organizations, but serving those organizations so that they can develop appreciation for the therapeutic value of the arts and the intrinsic value and all of the things. Arts are used for healing. They're used for economic development. They're used for so many different facets that we really want to showcase all of those facets.
Well, we look forward to your leadership, and thanks for sharing your thoughts with us. Welcome to the First Coast, and have a great holiday. I hope you'll come back and visit us again soon.
Thank you. Absolutely. Appreciate you having me.
Kim Bergeron is the new executive director of the city's Cultural Council.